From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New Yorkers have adapted to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a Siena College poll released Thursday, October 21st. But at the same time, state residents have become less optimistic that the worst of the crisis is fully in the past. The poll was conducted after a summertime spike in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations as the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 spread. The majority of the most serious cases and deaths are among unvaccinated people, and public health experts have affirmed the vaccine offers strong protections. The poll found the majority of New Yorkers believe the worst of the pandemic is now over. But still, many believe the worst is yet to come. New Yorkers have also learned to live with the virus. 78% reported thinking about protecting themselves and their family from the coronavirus as they go about their day. 91% are comfortable or very comfortable with going to a grocery store. 73% are comfortable with eating inside a restaurant. 61% are confident going to work at the job they had before the pandemic. And 57% feel safe attending a movie. Wearing a mask is now an accepted aspect of daily life for nearly all New Yorkers. 91% reported carrying a mask anytime they leave home. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Health and Human Services building on Columbia Street in Hudson will remain closed through Sunday, October 25th, after three positive COVID-19 exposures were reported earlier this week. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said the building was closed October 20th out of an abundance of caution and will reopen after the weekend following a thorough cleaning. County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said three building employees tested positive over the weekend. Approximately 150 people work in the building that houses the Department of Health and Human Services, the Columbia County Medical Health Center, the Columbia County District Attorney's Office, and the Office for the Aging. Mabb said contact tracing was done and the few who were exposed to the positive cases had been vaccinated. He said those vaccinated and exposed did not need to quarantine. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two people are vying for town supervisor in the Claverick general election on November 2nd. Democrat and Working Families candidate Kathleen Proper will face off against Republican and conservative incumbent Clifford Kippy Wildgelt. Proper, 40, has lived in Columbia County her entire life. She is currently employed as the Chief Human Resources Officer for Cana Provisions, a cannabis dispensary in Lee, Massachusetts. Proper says the biggest issue in Claverick is a lack of planning and leadership, which could transform it into a town that works for all residents, not just some. She said, and I quote, "Young people move away because they cannot afford to live here. Many people that live here commute a long distance to find good-paying jobs. Parents drive their children to the library to access the Wi-Fi because they do not have broadband at home. Our town hall is scheduled to be demolished, and there is no plan for what will be built in its place," end quote. Proper argues that she would make a good supervisor because she is honest, hardworking, and authentic. She said, and I quote, "When I set my mind to something, I don't let obstacles slow me down. I got my first job at the age of 12 and graduated from UAlbany debt-free at the age of 20, end quote. Proper said she is looking forward to bringing a fresh perspective to Claverick town leadership, if elected. Wygelt, 69, is a lifelong resident of the county. He is the owner of Gromax, a manufacturer of bagged and bulk soils located in Claverick. He previously served as a member of the town board from 2003 to 2013. Wygelt said his top priority and area of focus is the financial well-being of the town. He said, and I quote, It's so critically important, and it's an issue that is becoming more and more challenging as costs continue to rise. It's so important that any government live within its means and do everything possible to stretch every tax dollar as far as possible. We have a responsibility to do so, end quote. Weigel points out that town officials have cut taxes 5 years in a row, kept spending in check, and have employed smart financial planning to maintain the town's fiscal health. As for his accomplishments, he lists infrastructure improvements, equipment upgrades for the town highway department, shared services with the county and surrounding municipalities, improvement at the town parks, the development and implementation of a new employee handbook, the addition of a new time clock system, upgrades to security features at town buildings and the park, plus the consolidation of town operations. Weigelt said he is most proud of the plans to build a new town hall and community center. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New Yorkers have 60 days to comment on new rules that would allow medical cannabis patients to grow their own plants. Medical cannabis has been legal in New York for 7 years, and recreational cannabis use has been legal since April 1st this year. When the legislature legalized recreational cannabis, they also loosened rules for medical uses. Currently, New York's 150,695 medical cannabis patients must purchase the drug from 10 state-licensed suppliers. State Senator Diane Sabino said, and I quote, "The draft regulations clearly lay out a program that will allow limited home cultivation in a safe manner, preventing diversion and abuse, and allowing patients and caregivers who may be far from existing dispensaries the ability to manage their use," end quote. The public can now comment on the proposal to allow up to 3 mature and 3 immature plants per patient. The Cannabis Control Board, announcing the public comment, did not explain how the public could comment. The Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act that passed this spring allowed limited home cultivation for medical cannabis as soon as the Office of Cannabis Management issues regulations governing it. The state law says that was supposed to happen, and I quote, "no later than 6 months after the effective date," end quote, of the law, which passed October 1st. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Also, the New York Post reported on October 19th that Albany's Labor Department issued a new guidance banning employers from testing employees for cannabis unless the worker seems visibly impaired on the job. Cannabis will be treated the same way that alcohol is, and employers can ban workers from possessing cannabis on the job. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.